Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast.
Hey.
It's just two of us this week.
It sure is. It's that time of the year where...
Listen to me slide the microphone a little over because Kyla's like, let's be a little quiet today.
I want this to be intimate. It's only two of us, so I want to bring it in.
Bring it in.
No, I can raise my voice if that's necessary.
Can you just yell?
Don't threaten me.
Don't do that.
You know that I will. No, it's Thanksgiving this week. Not for you.
It was.
Not for you, but for us. In current times, fake. So, it could be Thanksgiving anytime you decided it is.
Everyone guess what day we're recording this. And tell us in the DMs, even though you never tell us what we ask you to in the DMs.
Okay, that's not true. We've gotten some Polar Express responses.
It's rare, though.
We're still open to receiving Polar Express responses. Let us know.
Thank you to those who have submitted. I think we've gotten, like, four opinions.
Thank you. Talk to us.
All right.
Very whiny.
Before we talk to you, we have to...
Open debate!
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Are there any points or motions on the floor at this time?
Motion open debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
It's just me.
Debate is now open. Actually, maybe I'll join Kyla in her aesthetic right now. Kyla is just sitting here with her hood up. She kind of looks like that kid from Vine who has, like, the hood up, but it's, like, behind her ears. But it's not behind her ears.
Thank you. It could be, if you want it to be.
Think in your head.
The thing about this is, I don't really own a lot of sweatshirts that have hoods. I'm a big, like, crew neck sweatshirt person, but my boyfriend / intern, Kyle...
she actually had to report that relationship to HR.
I did.
Me.
It was allowed.
Am I HR on this?
You are.
Okay.
So he wears only hooded sweatshirts. And we used to call him Hoodie Kyle whenever he would put his hood up, like it was an alter ego. And I've kind of gotten into hooded sweatshirts because I, like, have a few now. So we're Hoodie Kai when we're collectively in our hoods. And it just brings out a different atmosphere. So I encourage you. It's chaotic. And I encourage you to put your hood on tonight and feel this energy with us, with our hooded sweatshirts.
All right. Oh god. And you know what's even better? If it's a 101 sweatshirt.
Yeah.
With a hood.
Buy the holiday merch. Please. I worked so hard on it, as I said in the last episode, but like very genuinely, it would be kind of cool if people wore like Christmas sweaters. Isn't that something you've always wanted?
All I've wanted is to go to a conference and see someone with like a sticker, like a 101 sticker, or like water bottle.
That would be cool.
I just be like, hey, I'm gonna sign that for you. Like, I'm killing you all first.
They look you in the eye, remove the sticker from whatever it's on, and throw it away.
But, like, they can't get it off that quick, so you're just, like, watching them scrape their fingernail against the side for a bit.
But they're so determined to spite you that they still do it regardless of the effort. That's really good. Yeah, I would love to see someone in merch someday. I've had, like, a weird thought about that. Like, what if at some point I'm on, like, transit, and I see someone and, like...
We're not that popular.
No, we're not. But, like, what if... I saw someday someone in a 101 sweatshirt.
I know what I would do. I would just take like a creepy picture
of them in the Snapchat. Yep.
Send it to the Snap group for the podcast.
Yes, subtle Snapchat. So if you want to be that person that we photograph secretly, buy our merch.
Everyone's like, now we're extra not buying the merch.
Super not.
We have sold a Christmas sweatshirt though.
Mm-hmm, we have.
And we just sold a water bottle. And I want to know who bought the water bottle.
Who bought the water bottle?
We can see the state it's sold to, and honestly, I don't know. I have theories.
We've had some cool international purchases, too. Someone from Israel. We've had someone from France.
This weird place called, like, Canada. It's kind of far, so it's wild.
I think a UK purchase as well. Mm-hmm. So,
What we're trying to do right now is just, like, flex on you that we are selling merch.
If you buy the merch, if you want a real anti-flex, you'll know that we've made, like the total accumulation of money that we've, like, sold is, like, over $400, but the amount of money that we've made is less than $100.
Hey, so, okay. I'm just trying to tell myself that, like, percentage-wise, because we're only producing the designs, we're not, like, doing any of the inventory or, like, shipping ourselves, so we're still making, like, a 20% margin, which is, like, decent
for designs. Oh, yeah, and I mean, like, frankly, we'd be making less money if we did any other platform, so it's worked out well.
And you wouldn't
us.
Be able to get, like, a shower curtain with Motion Open Debate on it.
We have a shower. It wasn't bought by us. It was a gift from a dear listener. Feel free to send us gifts if you'd like.
Buy our own merch and send it to us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shower curtain. That's one of, I think, our best items that we sell in our store.
Top selling, actually.
Top selling, absolutely.
Not stickers.
Not stickers.
Not t-shirts.
Definitely not stickers.
Nobody buys stickers. It's weird.
No one buys stickers. Why don't you guys buy stickers?
Why do you keep buying the really big ticket ones? Like, we make $11 off of a shower curtain versus, like 40 cents off a sticker.
Why do you keep buying $100 bedspreads, but not just a sticker?
Okay, low-key, imagine a bedspread, but with, like, all the Venus gavel symbols, like, repeated.
It's kind of dope. I'd buy that. But I also like our stuff, so I feel like
I'd buy that. Someone's like, ooh.
I've bought several of the designs that we have, so. You can, too. Be like me.
Motto1.com/merch.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Now that we're done plugging.
God, that wasn't even good banter. This is literally, okay.
This banter has just been us, like, buy
stuff. On our Spotify insights, we can see when people stop listening to them. We can't see who you are. I wish we could. I'd call you out. But we can see, like, what percentage of people dropped off at what point. And that is definitely going to be the point where we lose, like, 25% of viewership. There was one time where we were talking about Spotify. Like, we were going through some of our, like, top episodes and looking at that, like, chart to see where people stopped listening, and we went back in the episode to listen to what triggered you all to stop listening to us,
because it was like
30-40% of people stopped listening at like 3 minutes and 33 seconds or something like that, and we were talking about Spotify insights while looking at Spotify insights. So maybe you don't like when we talk about
this. We were like, wow, like, I bet people stop listening when they hear annoying voices. One of them, like, one of the episodes had like a, not like a major drop off, but like a notable one that went down after the theme song stopped playing.
Yeah, like they heard her voices and they're like, 15 seconds of the podcast and they're like, we're done. That's it. Which, I mean, the amount of time that went into mixing that song, Casey was the one that made the final song, but I would just like to say that I contributed with a lot of useless beats that weren't good. So,
okay. But it's not like the intro isn't even that good.
Like, it's good, it does the job. It does what it needs to.
Honestly, if we can ever find the, like, old beats that, like, might have been, that would be really funny to put on the Instagram.
Yeah. There was one, there's a Snapchat that you took of me while mixing a beat that was, DJ Kyla was in the house. It was just
if
truly.
If I can find it, like, well, I honestly will want to put that on the story.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
But we should get into today's topic because people don't like when we ramble.
Apparently not. I wish that you did.
So, actually, something I've been doing for a while, like, every once in a while I forget to do it, but if you look in the show notes and you somehow made it this far, but you absolutely hate rambling, I always put the time where we stop rambling in the show notes. So if you just go to, like, see more or more info, like, the see description, I'm like, skip this if you don't want to hear our funny stories at
the
beginning.
That's useful and kind of you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I hate to hear us talk, so. That's not true. I literally sent to our Snap group the other day, like, wow, we are so funny. I can't believe we're not more famous. Because I went back and listened to some of our episodes because I hadn't listened in a while.
Loves her own podcast so much.
I do. It's funny.
All right. So today, this idea actually came from a comment we got on our Instagram.
Yes.
I promise we actually have other episode ideas.
That's true.
I saw this and I was thinking about it today, and I texted Kyla because Caroline left already for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Texted Kyla, was like,
I don't even know if Caroline knows that we're recording this.
She doesn't. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, well, Caroline.
If you're listening.
Well, the thing is, we'll just surprise her. We won't tell her and then this will just be published and it's just going to be
quits the podcast.
She won't quit. She'll just be like, oh, okay.
But Lillianne, I'm going to shout you out because you left the comment on our public Instagram, and you also have been a guest writer for us, so thank you in so many different ways. But
big contributor.
She commented on our little clip art teaser from episode 33. This past conference, I got super sick on the Saturday and only slept 6 hours total. Would do it again in a heartbeat. And I
what a committed young lady.
First of all, amazing.
Amazing. We're months, very proud of you. We're
months
very
snaps
proud
for
of
the
you.
Commitment. But it got me thinking about, first of all the times I've been sick on conference, what it's like being sick on conference, and getting everybody else sick on conference. last week we were like, man, Mom really takes it out of you. You do so much stuff over that weekend. And this weekend we're like, but wait, what if you're sick over that weekend too?
Yeah. And frankly, if you've done Mun long enough, you've probably had this happen to you just because of a lot of outstanding factors. I also just, slightly off topic, but I went at Lillian's Instagram and it looks like she awarded at the conference where she was sick and only slept 6 hours. So congrats on that. Very exciting for you. She really killed went it. Out and killed it.
Killed it?
Killed it.
Like Scottish.
Uh-huh. My last name is Stuart. I have to killed it.
Just expose your, well, it's fine. Everybody knows.
Everyone knows. It does not matter. I have a Scottish last name. Casey and I have both had instances of being ill at conference or becoming ill while at conference, which are two separate experiences that I think are unique and bad in their own ways.
I just remembered, like, a part of the story of me being sick that, like, occurred before we even went on conference during
For
conference
which
prep.
One?
Well, the main, like, sick story that I'm going to tell.
You can enter your
I guess
story.
I'll just go
enter
into it right now.
Yeah.
So this was last year. Like we always say, mm-hmm. kayak. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's with our team and getting ill at kayak. Mm-hmm. Not like it's Cornell's fault.
No, it's because it's cold.
But it's like someone always comes in sick and then gets the rest of the team sick.
It's also like typically it's cold and either raining or snowing. So it's like not good weather.
And it's always
for
like
being out
sick
anyway.
Season and it's like 15 degrees colder than where we're coming from. So it's like.
And frankly, their campus. It's mostly outside and it's very big. So it's like you come in with like kind of a cold and then you have to walk a mile in the freezing rain and you're like, oh, well, now I have the flu. So things
well,
are good
now
for
I'm
me.
Dead. So
well, I can't go to committee now, I guess.
Perseverance is key.
It sure is. All right. I'm sorry for interrupting
no,
your story.
That's good. That's good. But so I got sick like a week and a half, maybe a week before conference even started. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, awesome. Like really good because I know I'm going to be at conference in a week.
That's good and fun for me.
So first of all, I have to research. And oh, it was like a little over a week because I remember I was really, really getting bad going into the weekend before it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, if I'm having the worst of it now, I'll be better by the time I go. No.
That was really wishful thinking of you. Yeah. And staying positive is a big part of this.
And I don't know if Kyla remembers this, but I was like, really, really not having a good time. And I was like, I need to take medicine, but I also need to do some research. Side note, I was in the Peloponnesian War JCC. I was Pericles in the Athens side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, let me watch like a documentary on the Peloponnesian War. And at least I'll be learning things, but I can just lay here and be sick and not have to like write or like read. And I was like, let me take some cough medicine or like cold medicine and I'll just like chill out on the couch. So I took it and then I was like, man, I'm getting really tired, like really tired. And I looked at the bottle and I realized I accidentally took nighttime medicine and it was like 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I needed to go run like conference prep.
I came home from being somewhere and no one else was home. And I just see Casey laying on our futon, curled up. And she doesn't react when I open the door. But the thing is, our door opens very loudly. So, like, I was kind of like, okay. I'm like, is she good? Like, what's up? And then when I close the door, she finally, like, kind of looks at me. Like, hey, are you okay? She's like, uh-huh. Okay. And on, it's just playing through, like, it seems like a History Channel documentary about, like, Athens. And I was like, okay, that's totally cool. Like, do what you need to do. And I go and make food. And then I go and sit in, like, one of the adjacent chairs. And I start talking to her and she like turns to me and goes like, yeah, I just like, I don't feel good. And also, fun fact about Casey, when she gets a cough, the cough lasts for like a really long time.
Yeah, it's like, ridiculous. It's like a month.
Yeah, it's like Casey will get sick for like a weekend and then she'll have a cough for the next 3 months. So like we'd had the cough in the household for a while. So I knew she was sick, but
the cough had made its appearance.
The cough had been around for a bit, but sitting down and just like looking her in the eyes.
Every time I'm sick, I look like I'm
she
deceased.
She was so out of it. I mean, and I've seen Casey at some pretty sick moments when she had strep her freshman year.
That's a story for another one.
Casey nearly died our freshman year. But yeah, she was super out of it, but really committed to the craft of still watching the documentary. I don't know what you gained from it, but...
It was honestly just, like, all I remember is, like, maybe, like, gold coins and, like, pillars.
I remember blueprints, not sure of what, but there was, like, a whole thing where it was, like, they were showing blueprints. I think it was of either, like war machines that they built or something like that.
Yeah, so I peel myself off the couch to go to this training thing. Mm-hmm. And we get there, and I remember getting to this, like, conference room we were using, and I was like, all right, guys, I'm gonna be frank with you. I'm really sick, and I took nighttime cold medicine, and I'm about to go to sleep right now. Mm-hmm. So everyone break off into your groups and go do your thing. I gave, like, 4 tips, and I was like, leave.
That's all that needs to happen, though. It's pretty good, as far as it goes. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be, like, better for conference. No, your girl is in committee. Somehow, like, girls, you know when you're sick and you try to put foundation on, your nose is so, like, chafed. It just is, like, really bad.
Well, we're reaching winter, and it's actively happening in front of us.
So I was like, first of all, looked gross. Second of all, I don't know how I kept it together in committee, but, like, it was one of those colds where you're coughing a lot and you're, like, blowing your nose a lot. And somehow I made it through with, like, only every once in a while blowing my nose, like, leaning under the table low-key. But also, I kept popping, like, those, like, Tylenol severe cold. Also, like, I would lean down and pretend I was drinking water, and I would literally take, like, the maximum allowance.
Every 3 hours, no. You can do another dose.
Yeah, I was taking the correct dose, but, like, the maximum correct dose I was allowed. And I remember this one moment where I was, like, Saturday morning, very distinctly remember that we had to get up early anyway, but I woke up at, like, 5 a.m. because I literally couldn't breathe, and I was laying in the bathroom with a roll of toilet paper, like, next to it, and I had the door closed, and I felt so bad because there's 3 other people trying to sleep, and I'm literally, like, like, in the bathroom, and I felt so bad, and we literally ran out of toilet paper because I blow my nose so much.
It happens sometimes.
But, I made it through. I survived. I gaveled.
Yeah.
So, like, and I remember at, like, reveals or whatever, I was like, did anyone notice that I was low-key, like, dying the whole weekend? And people were, like, shockingly, like, you didn't seem that bad. And I was like, oh, I felt really bad.
Yeah. No, I...
And you will find out there's a correlation between being sick and winning best delegate.
It's true. My worst time... So, basically, this was punk. My sophomore year. Great time. But it's a long drive from where we live, mostly because State College is in the middle of nowhere. It's a long way from anything. Because it's just nowhere. So, if you know me, you know that I struggle from chronic migraines. So, I remember being picked up.
You've given, like, essential oil tips on this podcast before.
Chronic migraines. So, I woke up to get picked up to go drive, and I had a really bad headache. I was like, okay. I'm like, hey, this is just, like, one of those things. Kyla's stressed, so she gets a headache, and this is just what it is. So, I pop some Excedrin, as I usually do. Miracle drug.
You bring your, like, little weird Ziploc baggie.
Stop.
That's my full of Tylenol and Excedrin mixed together.
I now work in an office and I have a Ziploc baggie of Tylenol and Excedrin, and one of my coworkers was like, I have such a bad headache. And I was like, do you want some Excedrin? They're like, oh my god, that'd be amazing. And I pull out this Ziploc baggie of just a bunch of white pills. And
you
one
look
of
like
my,
you're dealing.
No, one of my coworkers is like, you need to be careful with that. Like, that's not normal. And I'm like, listen, I'm not gonna bring pill bottles in here. Which, frankly, that's more over the table than me having a weird Ziploc baggie full of...
You take it on the subway and get, like, side-titled by an MTA officer.
It's just different kinds of anti-inflammatory
and they're
drugs.
Looking, they're like, wait, this is... They, like, Google the code on the pill, and they're like, oh, wait, this is, like, Tylenol, though.
This is just Tylenol. But, so I pop some Excedrin, think that I'm gonna be fine. As the drive goes on, I'm getting progressively worse.
One of our dear friends is screeching in the car.
I love him. But Jimmy wouldn't stop. He was so loud. I don't think I opened my eyes for 90% of that trip. Like, I had my eyes closed and, like, I was weirdly curled up in the front seat. Like, I think I might die at any moment. Like, my head was throbbing. My body was aching. I felt like I was going to puke. And I was like, this is more than just a migraine today. This feels different. And then
Melly's more than just a dream, but more than just a migraine.
It's a nightmare. So we finally get to State College, and I'm, like, absolutely running a fever. Like, 1,000% know that I'm running a fever. I keep having these, like, cold sweats and chills. Like, I think I might die. And frankly, the whole time I was laying in bed, and everyone else went to, like, go hang out with other people, and I just stayed in bed and, like, closed my eyes for, like, an hour or two.
Kyla got to the room, and she was like, get out of here.
Yeah, I was like, get out, I need to, like, if I'm gonna go to committee tonight, I need to, like, get it together. So I took 3 DayQuil liquid gels, which is more than you're supposed to take, but I did take them.
You're gonna get arrested. Don't say that.
Sorry, policeman. I'm sorry for taking more acetaminophen than I was...
MTA officer.
MTA transit officials. I'm sorry.
Kyla was in the mirror. She just popped 3 DayQuil and she's staring at herself. She's like, look at yourself.
Get it together. It's time,
yourself
time to go. Like, smacking myself in the face. Like, come on.
Walking. Get out of the hotel room.
No, I just remember laying there and Caroline walking in and being like, Are you, like, genuinely okay? Like, are you going to go to committee tonight? And frankly, I think I told her, like, I don't know. Because I felt so awful. I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, maybe I'll just go tomorrow, whatever. But then I bucked up, and I went. And it was my favorite committee of all time. And also...
How did the committee session go, though? Did you feel better once you got there?
No. I felt awful the entire time. Honestly, I think it was probably my weakest starting committee session I've ever had.
If you had puked on someone, though, I think that would have been, like, strong.
That would have been a really nice power play.
Yeah.
No, I...
On their laptop.
It was that one committee where it was the, Latin American independence movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, second in command and whatever. I was trying to kill Francisco Madero or whatever. I don't even remember what was going on, really. But...
Impactful.
It was first committee session. I don't really remember what happened. But the whole time, I just remember trying to read the room and figure out who was good. But all I could focus on was the fact that my head hurt and that I wanted to leave. So I kept, like, forcing myself to make speeches, but frankly, I don't think that they made a lot of sense. Like, clearly it worked out fine, but they were very, like, not hard-hitting speeches at all. It was like...
I agree with the previous delegate.
Yes, I agree with the previous speaker. Also, I'd like to see cooperation about independence movements. Thank you.
I feel like the stages of being a good speaker is, like... You start off, like, you don't really know any of the tips and tricks. Then you learn the, like, previous delegate trick. Mm-hmm. Like, not referring to them by their name. Mm-hmm. And then you learn the, like, I think we need to work together on a cooperation. Mm-hmm. And then you finally reach the stage where you're, like, let's be cooperative. But let's be cooperative with my idea.
My idea only.
Because I feel like you need to add on the fact that, like, let's be cooperative, but work towards this idea that I came up with.
Exactly.
Because you can't just be the person that's like, let's cooperate.
Or
I don't know. I'm not bringing anything to the table, but it sounds like other people are.
You steal other people's ideas. They say them, and you're like, I really like the idea from that weak delegate over there. I would like to lead the discussion on that topic.
Like, a weak delegate is like, oh, blah, 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 drops a really good idea, and you're like, I have started a directive.
Like, everyone does it. It's like one really nice freshman.
I joke, like, about that, but I'm literally the person who's like, I learned the hard way some girl was taking all my directive ideas. Like, don't you say that out loud.
No, you don't say an idea until the directive's written.
Yeah.
That's the key. Keep it to yourself, get it fleshed out, and as soon as it's passing, you go, I'm actually passing around a directive with the solution to this problem, and then outline your directive point by point, and then you're good to go.
And then look at the people who are furious, and that's your competition in the room.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But by the end of the day, I had, like, gotten the heat in me, because I love Latin American committees so much. Like, oh, it's my favorite thing
ever. You just love being, like, dominant in committee.
I do, but I just love, like, I don't know, something about the ambiance of hearing chairs mispronounce Latin American names just really brings it out of me. So okay. I got really jazzed. And the next day I felt better, but I think it was because I had consistently been taking large doses of DayQuil through. Fun fact, I can't take NyQuil because I have adverse reactions, like pseudo-hallucinations with any sleeping aid.
So someone's gonna, like, reply, like, I think that means you should take it.
I can't take it. So, DayQuil. And then I, like, held through. I definitely had a headache for that entire weekend. Minimum.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Then you gaveled. So, like,
meh. Gaveled. Yeah. Great. No, it was great. That also was my favorite committee ever.
Yeah, that's good.
It was really fun and a really cool conference. Had a great time.
You brought up something that I think, honestly, we have some extra time. And we're definitely gonna have to cut some of them.
sure.
But something you brought up was, mm-hmm, you love hearing people mispronounce names in committee. Ooh. I've been in, like, 3 committees this year that have all been, like, very complicated names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last committee I was in, if you've been listening to the recaps, you know what committees I was in. But last committee I was in was in, like, a Japanese committee. Mm-hmm. And the one before that was a Zulu committee.
And that's the one where there's not a lot you can do in that situation.
And then the one before that, you would think maybe a little easier. It was Italian. No. The chair was like, no.
Here's my question with it. The chairs choose the topics. How did you not take the time to read the background guide and be like, I'm going to practice these names. Like, if you don't know how to say them, work on it. Be like, yeah, I can figure out how to pronounce something.
Look, like,
the Zulu one, that's hard because it's just a totally different concept.
The chair was a really nice guy at my Italian committee, but, like, it would be, like, a very straightforward Italian name, and you would just completely say it wrong, and you'd be like, I don't know. And then there was one kid who would always just interrupt him and correct him, and then I was like, ooh, man, that's only good for you. And then he went outstanding, so maybe I should have corrected the chair.
See, that's a big topic that we could talk about that's up for debate, whether or not you should ever talk back or correct your chair. It does.
I feel like I've been getting a little more bold recently because I've just been like, I can't do this.
I'll only do it if it's really bad.
I'll mostly do it if the chair is like, is it that? Like, they are kind of like, yeah, oh, is if it? They and ask, I'll be like, yeah, or no.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, because I think there's too many people in MUN that are absolutely unable to take any sort of criticism, and I'm not going to toe that line with the chair because, like, I'm low-key kind of the person. I don't like to take criticism. Yeah. So if some delegate came to me and was like, actually, you pronounced it as this, like, I would absolutely move them to the bottom of the list for awards. Be like, oh, hey, by the way, you're ugly. No.
Okay, question. Yes. I need to ask this because this was something that, like, really just, like, and, you know, honestly, DM us because I'm really intrigued because there are essentially no written rules down and it's all very oral tradition about Parley Pro. Hmm. But when you do extensions, is it, like, say you have an 8-minute moderated caucus, 30-second speaking time. When you extend it, it has to be the same speaking time, of course. Like, everyone's got that. Can I extend it by 8 minutes or does it have to be by half?
I don't believe in half. I don't believe in that.
Because I, until this year, I swear that I'd only been in committees where you can extend it by whole. But I tried to do...
Yeah, you just can't extend by more than the original time. That was what I was taught. And that's what you were taught as well, as far as I believe.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing until this year. And I tried it at my first conference this year, and they were like, wrong. And I was like, bro, don't
worry. It's weird, because I've never been corrected on that before.
Yeah.
But...
And I don't know, like, as much as, like, I'm not trying to correct the chair who's not asking me to correct, I also, like, when the chair's like, you're wrong, and I'm like, I feel like I know what I'm doing.
Here's my thing. I really wish that MUN had a standard Parley Pro.
Yeah, we could just, like, open it up.
Because the thing is, like... Some people function off of, like, interpretations of Robert's Rules of Order. Some people function off of the UNA-USA rules. Some people function off of actual UN rules. Some people function off of their Rutgers handbook.
Or their conference.
Some people function off of their own.
Yeah.
It's all just, like, an interpretation, and I think it would be really cool to have one system of Parley Pro that everyone knew.
You know what? Right now, I'm adding that to the episode ideas list, and we're going to have a chat about that.
Okay.
And honestly, maybe we should make our own.
I would write a Parley Pro guide. I love Parley Pro.
I just love giving ourselves more work for this podcast.
Yeah, but that's something that...
It's good. It needs to be done.
I feel like if you're, like, a real diehard MUN person, you're, like, weirdly passionate about Parley Pro in, like, some weird ways. Like, you really...
You're like, don't tell me what's Parley... I know what's Parley
Pro. No, it's like, you don't care, like, at the surface, but, like, frankly, deep down, you very much care, like...
Because the thing is, like... The worst nightmare for an experienced delegate is to be corrected by the chair on something they think is, like, correct.
It really is.
That was literally me in that committee when they were like, you can only extend it by half. And I was sitting there like, but, and they're like, half. And I'm like, okay.
Or even more of a nightmare to be like an experienced delegate and then to have some high school delegate come in as a freshman and be like, actually, by UNA-USA Parley Pro, this is what me.
You're like, you have never been to a collegiate conference.
You don't know what you're talking about. Also, as a freshman, don't correct people on Parley Pro. It's just really not a good idea. You'll encounter people like me that'll take it really personally.
I will never like you.
That's,
ever.
That's not true. I can't remember anybody that's ever corrected me. I know that there have been some people that have tried.
She's like, I don't remember because I wiped them from my memory.
Because I made them quit the club. No. I've never had them
model you in.
The thing about it is I never had any sort of, like, real power in our club, so I never could have done anything like that.
See, all the real power was in her eyebrows.
That's why I never got any power at the club.
They just, the eyebrows scared everyone too
People
much.
Saw that I had eyebrows and they were like, no.
That she has them at all. Like, oh, fun fact, everybody else in our club is required to shave their eyebrows because we'll never match Kyla's.
That's true.
Kyla actually made us shave our eyebrows. True.
I invented eyebrows. Did you know that? I'm going to add that to my fun facts part of the website. About her. She invented eyebrows.
Her eyebrows have both helped her and held her back in life.
I think now that I'm, like, an adult, they help me. Maybe not. I got told by two different coworkers the other day that I looked like I was a child and also that I looked like I was 30, so I don't really know where I stand anymore.
That was, like, I've always been told I look like a child, and then one person gave me a flyer for AARP benefits, and I was like, I don't know where I stand anymore.
The thing is, I've never been told that I look young, because... fun fact, you wouldn't know this, but I'm really tall. I'm really tall. I'm less than 6 foot.
Fun fact, Kyla went from looking like she was 9 to looking like she was 25, and she's never looked in between that.
That's true. It's very true. We were just looking at old pictures of ourselves.
I'm like, this is me at, like, 13. Haha, I look so, like, weird and, like, quirky. And Kyla's like, this is me at 13. She's literally, like, full grown. I'm like, no,
it was,
oh,
like, okay. Once I got my braces off and I got contacts, it was like I went from being a child to being a full adult, like, absolute adult, and then I never looked back. So, I don't know. It's just, but then for my coworker to genuinely walk up to me like, wow, you look like a really young girl today. Just me.
That's
being
so,
like,
weird.
It was weird. I didn't like it. it was a woman, so please. I felt, like, less weird about it.
Okay, good.
If it was a man, I would have been like, don't ever speak to me
again. Excuse
me,
I quit. So.
HR?
HR.
Hi. No, yeah. I don't know. It was because I wasn't wearing glasses, and I wear glasses most of the time because I'm too lazy to put my contacts in. But, you know, sometimes you got to mix it up.
That's fun. Well, I would wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, but that's already ended.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I hope you did have a good one. And
you
hope
had good food.
All your sanity is still intact. Mm-hmm. I hope you relaxed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll, next episode, I think we're going to go maybe talk about what our plans are for the holiday break.
Uh-huh.
And also what our plans are moving into the spring, what we've got planned.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
I don't know. That sounds like we're threatening, like, the podcast is ending, but we're not. We have a lot of ideas. Kyla's like, the podcast.
The podcast is ending. No, it's not.
It comes back in the spring. It's just me like, hey, everyone quit but me.
So. Actually, surprise, tell all your friends to follow us because we're nearing 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I would like to hit that.
Tell your whole team.
That'd be a really good Christmas gift.
Honestly, I think we'll hit it by Christmas. We're, like, well on the track of, like.
We're close. We're only 100 away.
Yeah, we'll do it.
So.
I'll make sure we do
it. Have your friends follow us. Also, just as a
reminder,
followers. We're going to be sending out another email, but if you run a spring conference and you want to advertise with us, please email us. Like, our prices are super, super reasonable and we'll plug you.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So let us know. We'll send out an extra email, though, to remind you.
And now we almost have 2,000 people who could see that.
2,000 people. And...
who like Model UN.
We also have almost 2,000 streams. So...
insane.
Lots of people are
I promise
listening.
We're doing well.
I promise. Pinky promise.
And we're like...
we keep our clout board in check.
Oh, yes, we do. We've updated a few of the commentaries on that.
It has to be done sometimes.
All right. With that being said,
mm-hmm.
Are there any motions to close debate?
Motion to close debate?
That's an order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now closed.
Of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.